Hi there, my name's David, and welcome to my podcast, my Japanese language podcast. Usually I won't start all my podcasts with me introducing it like this, but since this is the first one, I thought I'd say hello. So my name is David, I'm living in Japan, I've been here for about 10 years here in Osaka, Japan, been studying Japanese for about 13 years. It's a great language, it's fascinating, it's extremely enjoyable to learn. And what this show will do is we'll focus on teaching you vocabulary, grammar, and different aspects of the Japanese language. So I hope you enjoy it, and whether you're a beginner or intermediate, if you're advanced, you probably don't need this, but there could be some words that might have slipped through the cracks when you were studying, and this might be some good review. Anyway, everybody welcome, and I hope you enjoy this. And if you'd like to contact me, drop me an email with your comments or any questions you have, feel free to. My email address is david_martin@hotmail.com. That's David underscore or underbar, that little bottom line there, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, at hotmail.com.
この番組のタイトルはまだ決めてないんですけど、一応、まあ僕のPodcast ですよね。だからまあ聞いてくださいね。本当に勉強になりましたら僕はとっても嬉しいですので、どうぞ、まあ聞いてください。じゃあよろしくお願いします。またね。
Don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day.
Sweet!
Hello everybody and welcome to my very first Japanese podcast. And the idea today is just to set up what's behind all of this and hopefully to show you how effective this can be. This the technique that I'm going to use to teach you some new Japanese words. If you don't know them already, then they will be new to you. If you already know them, then I just hope you like the sound of my voice. Anyway, I'm going to start off today by just giving you setting up a situation and then introducing these two words. And these two words are fairly high-level words. One of them maybe is not, but I just want to show you that when it comes to vocabulary, there really isn't... Well, there of course there are advanced words. There's words for advanced learners and beginners. If you're going through some kind of program, there are steps that you need to go through, especially with grammar. That goes without saying. But I just want to give you two words. You might be a beginner, you might be intermediate, and you might be advanced. If you're advanced, you're probably not listening to this. So anyway, I'll set it up for you. And the situation is, I want to tell you about a man named Shin. Now, Shin, it sounds like an Asian name, I guess. Shin. Maybe he's Chinese, I don't know. But anyway, this is all about Japanese, the Japanese language, which is in Asia. So this should have a bit of an Asian flavoring to it. So anyway, the story is about Shin. And let me tell you about Shin. Shin is he's a business tycoon. He owns his own company, large company, and he's a president, he's a CEO, he is the top brass, all wrapped into one. And, Shin is, he's a good guy, but, I don't know if he is a good guy, because, that Shin guy, he has infringed on, he has violated so many patents and so many trademarks that are not his own. I mean, that Shin guy, it's unbelievable what he'll do. He just takes things and makes them his own. And it's just... I don't know. That Shin guy just gets on my nerve with the amount of patents and trademarks he violates. He infringes on everything. And it's just, it's not good. Now, there's a whole story behind Shin here. And I'll just jump to the end. And, in later shows, I'll go back and... tell you more about Shin. But anyway, in the end, Shin dies. Which I know is pretty sad. And Shin dies of some serious illness, something that the doctors couldn't do anything to help him with. And Shin died. And, you know, Shin being the very rich man that he was, he had his own 50-foot yacht. Can you believe it? A 50-foot yacht. I mean, this is just... This is a large, you know, cruising machine. Anyway, and his yacht could sleep. I mean, you could sleep on this thing. You could live on it. But, you know, up to about, I think, 15 people with separate bunks, separate berths, could sleep on this thing. But when Shin died, he was alone. And Shin died in his berth, in his bunk, in his very favorite berth. It's called the V berth, at the very front of the yacht, because it's, you know, the front of the yacht is pointy, so it's shaped like a V, and so it's called a V berth. And that's where Shin died. He died in his berth. I mean, Shin died in his berth, or bunk, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, that's the end of my story for today. And the two words that we had today were shingai to shindai, shingai to shindai. So shingai, well, what did that shingai do? He infringed on, he violated patents and trademarks. So the new word is to violate or to infringe on, which is what? Shingai. And the other word is berth or bunk. And what happened to Shin? Well, Shin died. Shin died in his berth. He died in his bunk. Anyway, those are your two words for today. And hopefully you'll find that you don't even need to think about it. These words will just stick in your head. And if you ever happen to forget them, just think about Shin. And who was Shin? I mean, he was this rich guy. He was a business tycoon. He had his own yacht. He was a little bit loose with the morals, you know. Didn't really have many scruples. And he would infringe on and violate patents and trademarks. That shingai. Shingai. And he died. In the end, he died alone in his little rebirth. It's a birth, a bunk. And Shin died. Shin died. And that's what happened. Anyway, those are your two new words. And I hope you look forward to more shows that I plan to put out. Thank you for listening and take care. Minasan, mata ne. Arigatou ne.
Don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day.
Sweet.